Coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, the Rams, they have a new quarterback, and the Raiders may have to face him on Thursday. Plus, you'll hear the interview I did with former Raider wide receiver Jacoby Ford and his role that he played in the Cliff Branch tribute that took place at Allegiant Stadium on Sunday. We'll go over the Raiders injury report. Your calls and texts will close out the show. It's all coming up on Wednesday's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, December 7th, 2022.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Just Raiders. Win. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Just win. Your team Just every win. Day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Welcome in, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raider podcast free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Thanks to my guy Ari doing what he does in the background, making sure we're on point and on YouTube each and every day at Ari Produces on Twitter. Today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast brought to you by BetOnline.net. They got you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline.net, that is where the game starts. So every Tuesday, I do the Raiders Roundtable at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center with Lincoln Kennedy and JT the Brick. We always do this podcast every single Tuesday, and we record it just about 9:30 in the morning. And I promise you, every single Tuesday, some kind of breaking news happens. Usually it's right after the podcast is over. Normally I'm on my way from the Raiders facility to the radio station, and all of a sudden some news will pop up. This time, the news broke on Tuesday. It wasn't quite just right after we were done, but it happened right before my radio show started at 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and that was the fact that the Rams claim Baker Mayfield off of waivers. Now, they were the only team in the NFL that put a claim on him after he was waived by the Carolina Panthers by his request. He wasn't getting what he wanted to get out there and get some playing time, get some burn. Didn't see that opportunity, so he asked for the release, and they waived him. All veterans have to be waived at this point of the season. So he was picked up on waivers. The only team to put a claim in was the Rams. So according to Adam Schefter, he put out the tweet, former number one overall pick Mayfield was claimed on waivers today by the Rams. The Rams now inherit the remaining $1.35 million on Mayfield's account on contract. Mayfield's expected to fly to L.A. by tonight and could play Thursday night versus the Raiders. And, you know, that was the part that got me, was the could play Thursday night. Not that I think it's a big deal. Not that I think Baker Mayfield is some, you know, big threat and that he's going to go in there and all of a sudden just carve up the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders have faced Baker Mayfield when he was with the Browns, right? And that was his team. That was an offense that he knew. That was an environment that he was familiar with. And the Raiders were able to win that game. I don't think that that's even going to matter if Mayfield plays. But to be honest, Raider Nation, I can't see how Baker Mayfield could play. I really don't. Maybe they're that desperate because John Walford has a neck injury and they don't trust anyone else behind him. Maybe that's the case, and so they're so desperate that they have to roll him out there. I just can't see it. I mean, you literally get picked up on waivers on Tuesday afternoon. You may get a playbook by Tuesday evening, and you're supposed to learn some of that. I don't care if you study around the clock. You're not going to know the terminology. You're not going to know the offense. You're not going to know the players that are around you. You sure as hell can't audible, right? There's so many things you can't do, but I keep hearing reports, and I've talked to many different people that think, yeah, there's a chance because, well, the Rams are very, very thin at the quarterback position, and John Walford is injured right now with a neck injury, so he might not be able to even go on Thursday. So if that's the case, I mean, I guess the Raiders just have to take advantage. Again, if Baker Mayfield's out there, I feel like that's a W. The only thing that he'll provide that they can really that could really hurt the Raiders would just be his legs. You know, I mean, again, and I don't want to make it seem like he's a scrub because he's not, but it's just the situation is less than ideal, to say the least, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to Baker Mayfield and the Rams. So we'll see what happens. We'll continue to get updates from different folks. And of course, we got the crossover edition coming up tomorrow. That'll give you a preview right before the game. But I can't see Baker Mayfield playing. But I guess stranger things have happened. The Raiders, they made their own roster moves on Tuesday. They signed defensive tackle Kyle Pecco to the active squad from the practice squad, so he's on the active roster. They made that move, and then a corresponding move, they released defensive tackle Kendall Vickers. He was a guy that was dealing with a back injury, didn't play in the last game, hadn't practiced, didn't look like he was going to be a guy that was going to be able to give it a go anytime soon, so they have let him go. He's out on the street, and they also signed free agent linebacker Austin Calitro to the practice squad. Calitro has been in this league for 5 years, played with with the Seahawks, the Jaguars, the Broncos, the Bengals, and the Giants. Appeared in 52 career games with 11 starts, had 89 tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks, and 2 passes defense. So those are the Raiders roster moves right there. Kyle Pecco, active roster. Kendall Vickers, he's been released. And Austin Calitro, the linebacker, has been added to the practice squad. Now, I want to go over the Raiders and the Rams injury report. And I know on Tuesday I said the Raiders and the Chargers injury report. Too much L.A. L.A., L.A., back-to-back L.A., Chargers, Rams, whatever the case may be. So thanks for rocking with me and understanding what I meant. I know a few people reached out to me and was like, man, you threw me off with the Chargers. My bad. They threw me off as well. So try not to make mistakes like that, but every once in a while it happens. But for the Raiders and the Rams, I have their Tuesday injury report. And remember, all the practices that they're going through this week are really just glorified walkthroughs. There's no real practice going on. So all these, you know, designations are really just estimations. So if the team were to practice, this is what these players would have been. So for the Raiders, let's start with the guys that did not participate. Defensive tackle Andrew Billings dealing with the fibula injury. Linebacker Jayon Brown dealing with a hand injury. Tight end Jesper Horsted still dealing with a concussion. Also, cornerback Rocky Sin dealing with a knee injury did not participate either. That's one that I could see being a really big deal because the Raiders need as many healthy cornerbacks as possible. Of course, you saw the way that they were able to play against the Chargers, play a lot of man coverage. That's because of the return of Nate Hobbs. That's because the Rocky Sin was out there for quite a while and just kind of has that more physical ability. And so that'd be a big loss if Rock's not out there. But if so, then someone else is going to have to step up. As far as guys that were limited, Amir Abdullah dealing with the hamstring injury, running back Brandon Bolden with the calf injury, linebacker Curtis Bolton with the ankle injury, cornerback Tyler Hall with the back injury, safety Daron Harmon with the quadricep injury, running back Josh Jacobs with the quad and the calf injury, center Andre James with the quad injury, and also safety Isaiah Polamoa with the ankle injury. All those guys were limited on Tuesday. And again, remember, it's just a glorified walkthrough. And guys that fully participated for the silver and black, long snapper Trent Sieg, he was dealing with an ankle injury, but he would be a full participant. Linebacker Denzel Perriman with the wrist injury, he would also be a full participant. For the Rams, the guys that did not participate, and this is the one that everyone's really paying attention to, defensive tackle on Aaron Donald. He's dealing with the ankle injury. Most folks think he's not going to play on Thursday, but you never really know. Monday and Tuesday, non-participant in practice. Also, linebacker Trayvon Howard, he's dealing with a hip injury. Also, linebacker Terrell Lewis with a back injury. Defensive back David Long Jr. with a groin injury. And then also three guys that were not participating, but they were all due to rest. Center Brian Allen, tight end Tyler Higsby, and tackle Ty Nishecki. And also guys that were limited for the Rams. It's only a couple of them. Cornerback Troy Hill with a groin injury. And also wide receiver Ben Skowronek with a shoulder injury, limited. Oh, and wide receiver Lance McCutcheon with a shoulder injury as well, limited. Not a participant on Monday, but limited on Tuesday. So that's the injury report for both the Raiders and the Rams. Of course, we'll get another one today, later on this afternoon, when we do meet with Josh McDaniels. Matter of fact, we're going to meet with him around 10:30. We'll ask him about Andrew Billings, and we'll ask him about Rocky Sin, because, again, those are two guys that I do think are a big deal if they're out for the Raiders, especially Rock. You know, Andrew Billings, they played last week without him. I did see him leaving the locker room on Sunday following the game with the Chargers, and he was walking fine, but that doesn't mean he can go out there and play. Right, it doesn't mean that he can go out there and play just because he's walking okay. So we'll ask about both those guys and his thoughts on their availability for Thursday's game. We'll do that later on this afternoon, around 10:30 this morning, when we meet with head coach Josh McDaniels. And we'll also get an injury report a little bit later on in the afternoon. And then officially we'll get the actives and inactives on Thursday about 90 minutes before kickoff. So that's all I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Coming up in segment number two, you're going to hear the conversation I had with former Raider wide receiver Jacoby Ford. He played the role of Cliff Branch on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium, did a hell of a job. I didn't even know it was him till Monday. But you'll hear the conversation I had with him on Tuesday on Raider Nation Radio 920, and you'll hear that after I tell you about Turo. What's Turo, you ask? Well, it's the world's largest car sharing marketplace. With Turo, you can book any car you want, wherever you want it, from a community of local hosts. You can browse a huge selection of vehicles for just about any occasion or budget across the U.S., U.K., Canada, and Australia. You can book a spacious SUV or a minivan for a family road trip, get a classic or luxury car for a special event, birthday, or holiday, and you can even find an affordable economy car if you're on a budget and just need to get from A to B. How about test drive that new electrical vehicle? If you have your eye on that, you want to see how it fits your everyday lifestyle, Turo can help you do that as well. Many Turo hosts can even deliver the car right to you. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms, conditions, exclusions apply. Forget boring rental cars. Find your drive at Turo.com.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. I cannot stop talking about what took place at Allegiant Stadium, not only on the field, but the tribute at halftime to Cliff Branch. I thought the Raiders did a great job. You heard the audio on Tuesday's show. A lot of folks reached out to me and said, man, thanks for playing that. That was really emotional. Well, I'm still learning all the details behind it, like all the behind-the-scenes stuff. I actually learned on Tuesday while we were recording the Raider Roundtable how many details JT knew that I had no idea about, including who played Cliff Branch and the fact that that was Jacoby Ford. Well, I did learn that on Monday, and so I started working on getting Jacoby Ford on my radio show, and thanks to the Raiders' help, was able to do so. So on Tuesday, got an opportunity to talk to Jacoby Ford about his role in that Cliff Branch tribute. Here's that conversation. Man, you playing the role of Cliff Branch at Allegiant Stadium on Sunday. First of all, shame on me. I didn't even know that was you until Monday. But now that we got you on here, man, how big of an honor was it to play that role of Cliff Branch at Allegiant Stadium?
It was awesome. The honor was amazing. I mean, even when I got the call to just do it, I was like, well, I'm actually about to get back on the field and put on. They were like, yeah, you're going to put on all the gear and everything old school, and you got to go out there and catch the ball. You got to run. I'm like, I actually got to run? Like, yeah, you got to run. So, and just to be able to recreate it and to have people see, you know, it looked like Cliff one more time again. I couldn't have been more honored.
Well, I'll tell you, you did a heck of a job. And, I mean, even standing there, you look like Cliff. When you were running, you look like Cliff. When you put your finger up, you look like Cliff. How much preparation did that take for you to be able to pull that role off and look as much like Cliff Branch as you did?
I didn't do any preparation. We just did a couple walkthroughs of, like, what to do.
Wow.
And they just made sure I wanted to hold that ball towards the black hole at the end, and I just kind of did my own thing with my just hand up and just kind of like my own mannerisms. I didn't know that that's how Cliff would stand, but then again, I was like looking at pictures, I was like, oh, he did stand like that. So it was just something I just did naturally. So but the guys got me really prepared to, you know, what we were going through. But like Freddie B was amazing. Coach Plunkett was amazing to be with. So just to always be around those guys and those Hall of Famers is always a truly blessing for me.
Talking to former Raider wide receiver Jacoby Ford here on Raider Nation Radio 920 Unnecessary Roughness. Did it get a little emotional for you as it got for a lot of Raider Nation, including myself as I'm watching from the press box? I was like, wow, this is so well done that it got a little emotional for me as well.
I had my little emotional point when we were actually doing the rehearsal in the morning. So I got to kind of see it, and I kind of had like my own little moment, and I was just kind of more excited and hyped to just kind of get out there. And when I heard the crowd just kind of roar up a little bit, it got me back excited. And I knew what it would mean to Raider Nation. I knew what it would mean to his former teammates that were there. And just everybody that loved Cliff, and especially the MD. I definitely know that's something that he definitely loved and appreciated. So, you know, anything I could do to give Raider Nation anything back, always willing to do.
Jacoby Ford is our guest here on Raider Nation Radio 920 Unnecessary Roughness. DeMond's got one for you.
Yeah, did you see any parallels between Cliff Branch and yourself? You also being a guy who also had like a good track career, like people noticing you for that speed that you have?
I did. And, you know, Cliff was somebody that I always interacted with, because every time I had my signings right there at Hegenberger at the Raider Image, you know, Cliff would always pop up. He'd be like, hey, Jacoby, my man. And, you know, I would literally stop everything I'm doing and, you know, go over there and just make sure I conversate with him and just make sure I do life with him and just trying to get any little knowledge that he had from the game. And, you know, just to get that encouragement from him was always a true blessing for me. And I appreciate it every time I had any encounter with Cliff.
What kind of nuggets did you take away from Cliff? Like, what advice did he give you that you took away and even put in your own game?
Always be me, and let the game always come to you, and make sure you run. He was always telling me about his speed, you know, and he knows that I love speed, and, you know, obviously, you know, that was a big thing, and just the way that he just told me just to make sure I carry myself around Raider Nation and just always stay humble and, you know, just keep doing everything that you're doing and always be you. And that was like his main thing. He always said, just make sure you're always you. Don't let nobody change you, and you just be you and play your game. Always play your game. And that's something I always tried to do.
Sounds like you and Cliff, you had a good relationship. You mentioned he would just pop up on you. Did you guys ever talk about, in a hypothetical, who would win in a race?
Why are you trying to set him up?
I don't know. I mean, he was moving. He was moving, but Cliff was, I don't know. I can't say that he would get me. But it'd be a good race.
Yes, it would. No doubt about it. Again, Jacoby Ford is our guest here on Raider Nation Radio 920 NSA Roughness. Jacoby Ford was playing the role of Cliff Branch on Sunday at the tribute at Allegiant Stadium. I thought it was incredible. Did you think about, was there anything that was going through your mind while you're actually going through it live? Like while you're running, I know Cliff pulled the hammy around the 30. Were you thinking, just don't pull a hammy? Just don't pull a hammy.
I definitely was, because that hammy definitely started getting a little fatigued about right then at that 30 going in. But I just had to coast in and get there. But man, it was awesome just to be able to do that and put on his stuff that he was able to wear. And honestly, I really like the old school look. And I wish honestly I wore 21 when I was here, to be honest. It looked real good.
I loved
how it looked, and just the way the jersey cut was, especially like on the shoulders. Like, I love that. Just a lot of free range. So
there you
go. I like that.
No, it looked good. You played the part really, really well. And, you know, to hear Raider Nation get super loud and excited when you took off your helmet. And again, Jacoby, I'm in the press box, so I can't really see all the way down who took their helmet off. But I see you signing autographs. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Whatever. And then I find out Monday it was you. What did that mean for you, you know, Raider Nation, to embrace you like they did? And in the black hole, you're signing autographs.
It was amazing. It was good to bring it back one time for Cliff. Good to bring it back one time for me, to just to be able to do that and be on the field one more time in that silver and black. I can't tell you how much that meant to me, and that's something I get to go share and show my daughter whenever I do get back home in the morning. So I'm just extremely grateful for it, and extremely honored for Raider Nation and for the Raiders for even thinking of me just for that. Truly, that's a big honor, and I'm glad that I was able to bring it back to life, and hope I made it Raider Nation proud and his family proud as well.
And with the Raiders in general, the way they take care of the alumni, you getting the call to do such an historic thing for Raider Nation. Just what do you think about the Raider organization and how they take care of the alumni? Once a Raider, always a Raider.
It has been nothing but A1 class act, and it's been amazing. From the reunions that they're putting together for getting guys back, and just by them doing that, that's bringing back memories for us, and that's bringing back friendships that we can go back and rekindle and kind of get back reconnected. And that's been the biggest thing that I've really loved about it. Like, I've reconnected with so many of my former teammates, and even just connecting with the guys that are here now. It's awesome. And, you know, especially with Marcel being here, we have one of our own right there with Mark that's right there with him. So it's great to see our guys keep coming back. And, you know, me, I'm a guy, I always want to keep coming back, and, you never know. Wouldn't mind making this place home one day.
There you go. It's a nice place to be. I'll tell you that. Right now, we're talking with former Raider wide receiver Jacoby Ford. So, going back to your days as a Raider, you know, obviously you were playing there in Oakland. What did it mean to you to be a Raider and be able to play there in front of that crowd there at the Coliseum?
Oh, that was awesome. That was the best, man. There's nothing like a Raider game in the town, and I'm glad I was able to give them some great memories and great times. And it meant a lot, you know, because I didn't realize how many people I knew that were major Raider fans. And even the guy that I coach with now, like, he's a super big Raider fan. So just by him coaching with me, he's always giving me updates on the Raiders, like, on everything and anything that he sees. Like, if he catches, like, me on the websites randomly, he would look on something, he would see like a picture of me on there, he would screenshot it. He just does like little things, and I just know like how much Raider Nation loves the Raiders, especially in Oakland. You know, I know they miss them, but you know, it's a part of this game, and you know, they're just here in Vegas, but it's still great to see people still coming back here to get back and see Oakland. I mean, see the Vegas Raiders now.
Right, no doubt. And I'll tell you, I mean, everyone comes from the Bay. They come from L.A. They're all gathered at Allegiant Stadium. It's awesome. This week they're going to be in L.A., which is another of one of their former homes, the Battle for L.A., as they take on the Rams. But, Jacoby, let me ask you this, because between 2010 and 13, you had 4 kickoff return touchdowns for the Silver and Black, and I believe you're the last one to actually have a kickoff return for the Raiders. What goes into the art of the kick return?
Trust. You have to trust your guys to make the block, and and that's and you got to make it simple, but a great game plan, and that's something that Coach Fossil, aka Coach Bones, was great at, and he's still doing extremely well over there with the Cowboys.
Yeah,
and that's why we were able to have so much success, because of the energy that he always brung, and just how simple he made it in the meeting room, and on the field, and his passion for it. Like, he made you want to play special teams, and you know that's something rare. You know, you got to want to play special teams, because it's not something that everybody wants to do. But when you have guys that buy into it and they trust and they believe, and then you're out there giving your offense short fields all the time, you know, that's a whole weapon. And you want to be great on all three phases of the game. So when you can change the game in special teams, that's always great.
Yeah, special teams is not for everyone, man. I got ear holed one time, and I realized that I need to go ahead and sit it on down. I did not have my head on a swivel, and so that was not a good decision by me. Let me ask you this. What is more exciting for you when you were playing, catching a touchdown pass or taking a kick return back for a touchdown?
Oh, man. I mean, it's great scoring touchdowns either way, but when you do the kickoff return, you kind of the kickoff is, I think, is more exciting, just because you kind of hear the crowd just kind of ramp up like slowly, and you know you're scotch free whenever you hear that big roar. So doing the kickoffs are honestly is great, especially when you can see it all just kind of like happen right in front of you.
Yeah,
that's the adrenaline rush, and you know you got guys speeding down the field trying to take your head off, and you know. Me, I was always just hitting it full speed because I got to meet speed with speed, and I was always just trusting that my speed and force would just be a little bit better than theirs, and I could squeeze through and break a couple arm tackles and take it to the house. Yeah. Bones was the best setting up everything, so I appreciate him and always still thankful for him. And me and him, we're still in the contact still to this day. So
nice.
That's the thing I still love.
Yeah, Bones is one of the better ones in the game, man. Bones is a hell of a special teams coordinator, man. He's really, really good.
Yeah, Jacoby, yes, he is. He needs more recognition, I feel. I really feel like he needs way more recognition than what he should get.
I agree.
Jacoby, I'm glad we got you on, because Q, he keeps saying for Amir Abdullah, eventually he's going
to
bring
one
back.
He's about to break one.
He's going to bring one back. So we talk about you so much because we always mention how you're the last Raider to return a kick return. I want to write it on the board in the studio how many days since Jacoby Ford has returned that touchdown.
A touchdown has been, what, 2000 and what? It was, like I said, 2010, 2011, right? Was it 11?
That's 2011, I believe, because that's the last
been a minute,
one.
Man.
So I'm so glad we got you on, because you do not realize how much Q talks about you. We haven't seen a kick return since Jacoby Ford.
Just saying.
Hey, that's when Bones was there. So
there it is. See, there it is. And yeah, I don't know how much Amir Abdullah you watch and how much you've seen him return some kicks this year, but I feel like, and you're as a kick returner, you probably know, you probably get that sense as well. I feel like he's so close to breaking one. He looks like he's one or two steps away from taking one back to the house.
Yeah, it's just always that one or two blocks, but I think he'll get it. I think he'll get it, because he's got that explosiveness, and especially to be able to have a running back there doing a kickoff return, that's like a cheat code. That's a cheat code back there.
No doubt.
I hope they do get it, you know, but, I mean, it's something that I don't mind holding on to for a little bit longer, so.
Well, we'll keep bringing you up in conversation anyway. At the very least, we keep bringing you up.
I'll take the good field position all day, though. We can do the good field position all day.
Yeah. No, you're spot on about that. No doubt about it. Again, Jacoby Ford is our guest here on Raider Nation Radio 920. Well, Jacoby, thank you so much for your time. Great job again reenacting Cliff Branch and really bringing those memories and those thoughts on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium. I thought it was fantastic. You did a hell of a job, and we definitely appreciate your time this afternoon.
That's no problem at all. I appreciate you guys for having me.
So there you go right there. Hopefully you enjoyed that conversation. Former Raider wide receiver Jacoby Ford. A lot of fun to catch up with him, talk about the tribute, talk about the art of the kick return. You heard him shout out John Bones Fossil right there, and that was his special teams coach when he was with the Raiders, and he was returning kicks to the house. And still to this day, Jacoby Ford is the last Raider kick returner to take one to the house. In 2011, it's 2022, Raider Nation. That is 11-plus years since the last time a kickoff was returned to the house by a member of the Silver and Black. I know Dwayne Harris did it as a punt returner, but nobody has done it since Jacoby Ford did in 2011. So it's about time, as I mentioned before, and I mentioned to him, you heard me say it, Amir Abdullah got to get on his grind and take one to the house. I believe he's close, but he hasn't done it yet. So that's all I got for you for segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Coming up in segment number three, you're going to hear your calls and text straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Before I get to that, though, I want to tell you about the title of sponsor of today's show, which is BetOnline.net, your number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. You can get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball, soccer, and esports, they've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, which clearly you do, you can find them all at BetOnline.net as well. They're the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix on. You can head to the website today on your laptop or your mobile device to learn about more. BetOnline.net. That is where the game starts. And really, a side note when it comes to BetOnline.net, I do another show here on the Locked On Podcast Network called Locked On Bets with Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. And BetOnline.net is actually what we use each and every day as we roll out the lines on our show. So if you're into gambling and you want to know a little bit more, do a deeper dive, Locked On Bets is a show I do each and every day. It's out each and every morning. Again, Locked On Bets with Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com does a fantastic job at that.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Your time to shine, your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. We'll start off with a text today from Big O Raider in the 559. Say, what up, Q? Great win versus the Chargers. All three phases contributed to the win. So proud of the progress being made with the new schemes. Allegiant Stadium was rocking and rolling as usual. I'm a McDaniels believer and DC supporter all the way. I do have a question, though. What's up with the Chiefs game, and when will we find out from the league if it's going to be on Saturday or Sunday, January 7th or 8th? It's hard to plan my Vegas trip without knowing for sure. Your input will be greatly appreciated. Thank you for everything you do. It was a pleasure meeting you before the Colts game at the Torch. Big O Raider from the 559 out, section 229. And thank you so much for that text, my man. And, yeah, I do like the game on Sunday. All three elements, all three phases contributed, offense, defense, special teams, and the coaching, I thought, did a really good job. If you want to add a fourth phase to it, I think the coaches did a really good job, including head coach Josh McDaniels and defensive coordinator Patrick Graham. As far as the last game of the season, I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure exactly when they're going to give the notification. Usually it's a couple weeks out. But like I said, it's really hard to say right now. I mean, they gave us the information about the game being flexed. They did that on what, Monday? This is going into week, well, that was the end of week 13, and that game is week 15. So it's not a whole lot of notice. So it's really hard to, I guess, plan your trip if you don't know, like you said. But I don't want to lie to you and tell you when we're going to know. I'll do a little bit of digging. I'll definitely reach out and ask a few people, and if I can find out, I'll bring it back to the show. But as of right now, I honestly don't know when we'll get that information. But thank you for your text, and it was great to meet you, my man. Appreciate you, and it was great to take a picture with you at the Torch as well. Up next, got a call from King Raider in L.A. County. He's calling to talk about the Cliff Branch tribute, Chandler Jones, Jerry Tillery, and also Jacoby Ford. Here he is, King Raider in L.A. County.
Hey, what's up, Q? It's your boy King Raider from out here in L.A. County. I just want to say, I saw the video of the Cliff Branch tribute on Facebook, and man, that thing was so cool. It was so awesome. It's so detailed. I mean, you could tell they put some real effort into that. And I'm hoping they do that for the rest of the classes coming forward. You know, that was a cool detail that they did, doing putting on that whole halftime show. Man, it was awesome. And I couldn't even tell that was Jacoby Ford playing Cliff Branch because, yeah, I did see him signing the autographs after he did the 99-yard run. Damn, that was cool, man. I also want to touch in that Tillery from the Chargers, man, he did provide some good pressure in the middle. We really needed that. Crosby needed that. And Chandler's popping up. Man, that was big. That was really big. I hope this is like the spark to start some, finish the season strong, you know, especially for him. You know, Buzz Nation and myself, we kept coming at him, and I know he heard it, and he showed us. Like, hey, I ain't no bust. Just a great game. Great game. I hope they carry this coming over here to L.A., beat the Rams here. And talking about Jacoby Ford, I actually do remember who that is because that's when I really was, like, getting into my fandomness that I have now. I actually have a picture, a little sticker of him. We'll take a picture of it and send it to you. Besides that, Q, you know, it was just cool. Everything about that was awesome. Team is looking great. We got some winnable games take care of this one. The Patriots is next, and they're in the hunt. And like, we can knock them off. We already got the tiebreaker with the Chargers. The Chargers got some losable games. We got winnable games. So bad we don't play the Jets because then they're right above the Patriots. And, you know, just we could lose like maybe one more, and that's about it. Besides that, if we could just at least end with a 9-8 in second place, I'm happy with that, seeing the way that this season started. But that's all I got to say, too. You know, keep doing your thing. Are you going to be in L.A.? Let us know. Let us know if you know where the Raiders are going to be at the hotels or anything. Go over for an autograph. I can't make it to the game. I got other priorities and tickets, and tickets ain't no drugs. So, yeah, too. Raider Nation, just win, baby.
Thanks so much for the call, my man. The tribute was great. And it was great talking with Jacoby. Hopefully you enjoyed that interview as well. And Tillery, you know, really getting focused in on Tillery. He's been a very big addition to the Raiders defense. And I think he's helped free up guys like Chandler Jones, Max Crosby's, and others. And honestly, the whole defensive tackle rotation, it's been really nice. It's been really good. I mean, I think that Andrew Billings, if he can come back, that would help as well. But Bilal Nichols, Jerry Tillery, Cleve Ferrell, you know, all these guys are contributing in a way from that defensive tackle position. I do like that little, you know, that, like I said, that rotation that they had. As far as me going to L.A., I'm not going there. I'm actually going to do my radio show from the M Resort, which is the official team hotel of the Raiders, and then do the official post-game show after the game, and that'll also be at the M Resort, and that'll be on Compass Media. JT will start it from LA and then pitch it to me, and I'll close things out from the M Resort. So I got a lot of radio duty to do on Thursday. Won't be in LA, but enjoy the game. Enjoy, you know, all the festivities that go on in the Battle of LA, which of course Raider Nation still runs. So thank you so much for that call, my man. I do appreciate you. Next up, I got a text from Cucamonga Raider. What up, Q? It was great meeting you, brother. My son was looking forward to it and wanted to be the first one in the doors today. And this is coming from Sunday. Anyhow, hell of a game, and Raider Nation showed up for all four quarters. They were loud and proud when it mattered. Shoot, pretty much the whole damn game. Anyway, glad my boy's first game was a W. Let's keep that momentum going. Go Raiders. That's from Cucamonga Raider. And yeah, that was awesome, man. It was great to, you know, great to meet you and your son and shake his hand. He looked like he was having a good time. And that's always great when he can enjoy his first game and it's a dub. Right? I mean, that's the only way to do it. If you can get a first game in and get a W, he'll be a believer the rest of the time. So good stuff right there. Good job, Dad. Let's put it like that. Thank you so much for that text. I do appreciate you. Next up, I got a call from Raider Matt in the 941, a real quick one. He's calling to ask a question about wide receiver DJ Turner. Here he is, Raider Matt in the 941.
Hey, what's up, Q? It's Raider Matt from 941. Excited about this little winning streak we have going on. Actually going out to the game against the Patriots in a couple weeks, so I hope they can keep it going against the Rams. My question for you is, what about using DJ Turner more to run some deep routes, take the top off the defense, and open up some things over the middle for Moreau and Matt Collins? Love the show. Listen every day. Let me know your thoughts. Thanks.
Thank you so much for the call, my man. And I do think he'll get involved at some point. But it'll be more like the end of round jet sweeps, reverses, you know, stuff like that. Something that they tried to do against Seattle, but they were called for a false start. And it was a really, really well-blocked play, too. It looked like DJ Turner could have ran for a little while, but it was a false start, and so it shot him in the foot, and they couldn't go back to that play, obviously. Couldn't go back to that formation. But I do think that you might see DJ Turner get a little bit more involved in plays like that. Maybe a couple of crossing patterns, but nothing too, you know, too complicated as far as route concepts and all that other good stuff. I think they're going to leave that to Devontae Adams and maybe Hunter Renfrow when he gets back, and Mac Hollins as well. But DJ Turner, I think there's a place, no doubt, for his speed. So thank you so much for that call. I do appreciate you. Next up, got a text from Raider Wade. Said, hey, Q, how's the family? This is Raider Wade. So Baker Mayfield to the Rams. Do you think he'll be a factor for the Raiders that they could prepare for? Is there more you could tell us about him that Raider Nation might not know? I, for one, stopped following Baker since I heard he went to the Panthers. I want to wish you and yours and all of Raider Nation a happy holidays. Oh, and one more thing. Go Raiders. That's from Raider Wade. And thank you so much for that text. And really, it's funny, man. I believed that Baker Mayfield, when he went to the Panthers, was going to be the best version of himself. I really did. I thought that that was a good landing spot. I thought him and Matt Rhule would get along really well because they both needed to win, and that they would have a really good season. Well, that didn't shake out. Matt Rhule got fired. Baker Mayfield's been waived. Now he's been picked up by the Rams. He's a competitor. He's got a, you know, a little swagger about himself. He's got an attitude. He's very cocky. But I mean, he's still good. I just don't think that he could be much of a factor on Thursday. Now, maybe in the future, he could be something. A couple weeks from now, maybe he could be a little something for the Rams, help provide a little something. But I just don't think that you can all of a sudden pick it up that quickly. I just don't. But that's just me. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. But I know that, you know, at least when he was at Oklahoma, even at Texas Tech when he was a walk-on, I mean, he's a guy that's got some fire in his belly. He just got to figure things out. And the only thing that kind of makes me pause and think that he hasn't really figured things out is that the Panthers waived him, right? They traded him, and then they waived him. So there's that. But thank you for the text, my man. It's always great to hear from you. And we'll see if he plays on Thursday or not. Final call comes from Raider Myth in the 408. It's a quick one. He's calling to talk about a nomination that he saw that I received and also talks about Baker Mayfield. Here he is, Raider Myth in the 408.
Yo, yo, yo. It's Raider Myth, M-Y-T-H. M-Y-T-H, Myth. Just want to clear that up. I seen on Twitter you put something about you being nominated, bro. Hey, congratulations. What can we do, man? I tried looking for any links or anything to help vote, you know, to get you, you know, fully nominated, you know what I'm saying, to win some. Just let me know on that. And also, breaking news, Baker Mayfield gets picked up by the Rams. Obviously, you know this by now. Just want to let you know, chime in, fix a couple of those things, and ask that question. But, yeah. All right, peace.
Thank you so much for that call, my man. I do appreciate you. And, yeah, Baker Mayfield, now with the Rams, they say there's a chance that he could play on Thursday. I'll believe it when I see it. You know, so it is what it is. You know, he might not even be a factor at all this year. Who knows what's going to happen in the future with Matt Stafford? Maybe Sean McVay gets together with Baker Mayfield and kind of, you know, gives him a lifeline for his career. Who knows? Maybe it's a guy that really isn't a factor till next year. But he's there with the Rams right now. Again, I don't think he plays a major role at all, if any, to be honest, on Thursday against the Raiders. And as far as the nomination I got, thanks for the call. I do appreciate you. And, yeah, I got nominated for a Nevada Sports Broadcaster of the Year. I'm a finalist, but the public can't vote. It's all, like, media people, and the media is actually the ones who voted. And so I didn't even know that I was even under consideration until I got an email from him saying I was a finalist. So it's kind of cool. Dan Duva from the Golden Knights, he's a finalist. Dave Goucher from the Golden Knights, he's also a finalist. Kevin E. Martin from Channel 8 News here in Vegas. Kevin Bollinger from Channel 5 News here in Vegas. And then me from Raider Nation Radio are all finalists. So I'm sure that the Golden Knights, one of the Golden Knights guys will probably be the winner, but just to be nominated and be a finalist and something that I had no idea that I was even, you know, in consideration for is really cool. But thanks for noticing. That's awesome. I do appreciate you shouting that out. And yeah, it's quite an honor to be nominated. I mean, hell, I've only been here in Vegas since 2021, and to be nominated and be a finalist for something is pretty stinking cool. So thanks again for the notice and the recognition on that. And that's all I got time for on today's show. Coming up tomorrow will be the crossover edition. Travis Rogers, host of Locked On Rams, will join the show. We'll talk about the storylines. I wonder what that'll be. Baker Mayfield, Aaron Donald. We'll talk about the matchups. Wonder what that'll be. The Raiders offense versus the Rams defense. Jalen Ramsey, you know, talking about Davante Adams. I'm sure those are going to be major factors. And then we'll also talk about the game flow, how it could be won, how it could be lost. But we'll hear from the Rams side of things. I'll give my point of view from the Raiders side of things, and we'll break it on down, preparing you for, well, tomorrow evening's game, Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime. As I mentioned on Tuesday's show, don't forget that before the game, there is going to be a Raiders, some kind of tribute or special that NFL Films has put together, and they're actually going to have Raider Nation Radio 920 featured on that as well. So I'm really excited to see what that looks like and how they put this together and exactly what they were working on and coming up with when they were here in Vegas, and they were even at the Oyo Hotel and Casino when I was doing my radio show on Monday, and they were doing a little bit of filming. So that'll all come up on Thursday on Amazon Prime. So make sure to check that out and give me some feedback on that if you want. And like I said, it'll be a surprise for me too, because I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. But that's all I got time for on today's show. Again, thanks so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raider podcast free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Shout out to you, Ari. Keep up the good work, my man. Get it, you know, make it a little fancy. I'm just kidding. Ari's like, man, Q, I'm doing the best I can. But no, at Ari Produces on Twitter, doing a really good job. Definitely appreciate him. We'll be back tomorrow with the crossover edition Raider Nation. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of your family, love on your family, and most importantly, as always, just win, baby.